It's time to link up for Isthmus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena, Desley.
Morena, morena to you both. How are you this
morning? Hey, Desley. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. I'm really great. Bit nippy this morning, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And good.
You know what? That's okay.
It's winter.
Okay.
It's not often cold in Auckland.
No. Well, look, actually, I love it. You put all the layers on and you get out there in the fresh air. I think it's great, actually.
Mm, mm-hmm. Very good. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple of things today. I want to start by talking a little bit about these posters that the Auckland Council has been cracking down on. Our poor music scene is feeling a little bit devastated over the fact that Auckland Council is considering these independent posters and promoters to be visual clutter.
Yeah, look, I want to start by saying how much I love the independent and indie music scene in Tamaki Makaurau, right? I mean, it's these kind of events that really add to our, vibrancy and livability of our city, as well as kind of serving an incubation hub for our rising musical talent. So I think what they're promoting, these posters, is really good, you know? But I think what we've had, unfortunately, is a lot of complaints from people who own the assets where these posters are being spattered around everywhere. I mean, we have designated sites, but it just seems to have, in the last little while, really ramped up on things like lampposts and public assets, not in the places that we've agreed them all to be, and all these other random places. And it's not just our music promoters. This is not a beat up on them at all. It's for things like protests and everything. And I suppose, you know, they get stuck around and people put things on top of them and then they peel off and they end up in our gutters and then end out to sea. So, look, it's costing the city quite a lot to remove them too. You know, it costs about $10 per poster to remove. And, you know, that's an added cost that as a city we don't kind of need to. So what we want to do is have an opportunity where we can keep promoting this stuff in an appropriate way, but just not do it so that it clutters up all the wrong places and cause long-term litter damage.
Well, okay, a couple of things there, because since this has all sort of come out, the response largely from people across areas like Karangahape Road that are a big part of the community, it's been sort of widespread devastation about this decision, including from the likes of the K Road Business Association have come out in support of these gig posters. So where are these complaints actually coming from?
Yeah, well, I think K Road is a really unique area because we've got a sort of strong cultural history tied to music and indie promotion there. And why that practice may be culturally accepted is actually a breach of the bylaw. So we've kind of let it go for a while, but I think where it's what's happened is because it's got a little bit too bad and too many people have started complaining. I mean, we've had 54, I think it is, complaints since the beginning of the year. Now, that doesn't sound a huge number, but that's like 6 a month or 1 a week, you know? So the key is, though, we're not stopping these posters going up. We're just saying then they need to be in the right place, right? And we have approved bill sticker sites. And you know, there are a number of them. So we've got those. And let's face it, the other thing that we all deal with these days is social media, because that remains the best free option for promotion, isn't it, you know?
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen, because there's a whole lot of content out there on social media, and to actually advertise and get seen also costs money on social media. But in terms of what the options are for smaller independent artists and promoters to advertise for free and put their posters up, do we have anything available that you don't have to pay for?
That you don't have to pay for? No, I think even the bill sticker sites are managed by professional companies. I mean, I think it's a hard one, Millie and Rosetta. It really is. I mean, on one hand, you want them to advertise. On the other hand, because they are just being splattered everywhere and we're getting complaints, it's finding that happy medium. So I suppose if people have got any random, you know, or great ideas, just let us know. But,
yeah,
you know, the local board, I think, is another option. You know, we do have council-approved facilities, and maybe we can look at a few more of those. But at the end of the day, I think the first, the real key message for me around here is we don't want to stifle that creativity or community expression. We want the promotion for this, you know, for what they do. But let's do it in a way that actually is legal and respectful and keep our city centre clean, vibrant and enjoyable for all. Because, you know, litter pollution is, is something that we need to be conscious of as well.
We've got a lot of text coming through here. Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering, can you understand how it can sound a little bit hypocritical to express this love for the independent music scene and then make it a priority to get rid of these posters, which have been a really a long-held sort of norm for places like Karangahape Road, and something that a lot of the community really appreciate about walking down K Road is seeing the vibrant posters all over the show?
Yeah, well, just remember that we're not getting rid of all the posters. All right, we're only getting rid of posters when they get stuck on public or private sites that aren't approved, like lampposts and things. Because what happens is that no one comes and takes them down. So they get put up, and then what happens is they stay there, and other ones get put on, and they rip, and they tear, and they come off and become litter. So yeah. What we're saying is, let's keep them, let's not get rid of the posters. No one wants to get rid of the posters. Let's do it in a more appropriate way. And maybe one of the big things is to talk to the Karo Business Association and talk to better ways of actually making sure that these posters have a place. That's probably the answer.
Would the council consider investing into some sort of initiative such as community notice boards in designated places where people can put up their posters for free? Because it just seems as though if we're only going to allow people to put up posters via paid advertising, it's going to give these advertising companies quite a monopoly on things and disadvantage our independent emerging artists.
Yeah, I really get that, and we do have council community notice boards that are free in other places. So again, this would be a perfect thing to come and talk to the Waitemata local board about. That is a great idea, working with the Karo Business Association, the local board, to find places that we can put them up in an appropriate way. Great idea. You've made a leader in this field.
I just have one question. Why does it cost $10 to remove a poster? That seems quite expensive.
Look, graffiti removal and litter removal costs the city a lot of money, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's human resource. It's getting people out there. You know, one of the great things about, you know, what when they do stick them up, they stick them up pretty well and they don't come down easily always.
Yeah, well, one thing about those artists, they're determined, Desley.
They are.
So you'll be hearing lots about this, I bet.
Yeah, and as I said, I really value the music scene, and we want to make it work for everyone, right? And I think that community notice board is a fabulous idea. Really, really good. Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
Okay, I am going to move on to rates because last time we spoke to you, our listeners were slightly outraged by their rates valuations that they'd received that morning. So you've promised a 5.8% increase, but some people are reporting up to 15. Why is there such a disparity?
Yeah, look, rates is pretty tough at the moment. We have one of the lowest rates rises in the country, but it's still pretty tough. I mean, probably for anyone that owns their own home, rates would have to be one of their biggest expenses, right? So we really recognise that that's the case. The 5.8% was an average increase, all right, for residential. And the thing about average is there's some above and there's some below. I mean, there are, I think, well over 80,000 people who've got a decrease in their rates. But look, it is a big expense, and there are a number of Auckland ratepayers who have more than the average 5.8%. So I suppose what I'd like to help those people with, that if their rates are really too high for them or they feel it's a real financial burden, there are some things that they can do, all right? there are two kind of ready options, support from both central government and support from council. So what central government has said, look, we realise that throughout the country, because central government, of course, deal with things up in, you know, for the whole country, the rates can be stressful and place a burden. So there is a scheme that they've put together, for, especially for low-income households. And what I suggest people go and do is have a look at www.govt.nz, which is a government-based website, and just put support for ratepayers from the government in Google or something like that, and it'll come up. And basically, if you earn, say, $32,000 or below, there is an option for a rates rebate. If you are a super gold card holder, which is an older person, you can get up to and earn up to $45,000, there is rebates for you, because quite often in our older people are what they call asset rich and cash poor. They own a home that's quite expensive, but they don't necessarily have a lot of income, right? So that's kind of a government scheme. Then of course there's ours. So we have a number of options to help ratepayers out too, and they are anything from deferring your rates. So if you own your own home, you can actually put your rates, like a mortgage, for want of a better word, onto your home. And that means it comes with a little bit of interest, but it means that when the time comes and you want to sell the house, well, basically then the rates get paid back to Auckland Council. So that's one way. We also have what we call options for people to look at with, you know, how they pay their rates. You know, you don't have to pay it all in one go. You can get it right down to a weekly rate, and for the kind of average Aucklander, that's around $4.30 a week. All right, so it can get easier if it's down to a weekly rate. And look, there's sometimes people miss, because you know things are pretty tough and they've got a big expense, and they might miss one particular time, and they get a penalty for that. That can be waived. It just depends on what the circumstances were around that too. So look, what I suggest is email rates@aucklandcouncil.govt.nz, come and talk to us. We know it's tough for Aucklanders out there, and you know, if we can help, we will. We really will.
Yeah, so a lot of people here are saying that they've increased. So have you had more objections this year? You know, have more homeowners clapped back on not only their rates but also their rateable value?
Yeah, well, it's about the same as it's always been. I don't think it's particularly higher. We always get a few on the CV, on the rating, on the value of the property that it was done. You know, you get half wanting it higher and half wanting it lower, depending on what you want to do to your house, you know, pretty much. But yes, there's always that opportunity. Look, have that conversation with us. We're open, we'll listen, we'll talk to you, we'll explain, and if we can help, we really will, yeah.
Okay, well, they're tough times out there, so just I hope that people can, you know, get in touch with people that can help them, because it's just an odd economic time to put the rates up that high for certain people.
Yeah, look, rates, I mean, I don't think any city in New Zealand ever has a zero rates increase, because there are things that people want us to do, you know, big capital projects that are important for the city. But we do recognise it's tough, which is why, as a council, we've chosen a quite a low rate compared to other cities. But I just want to be really clear. I recognise it's pretty tough out there economically. It is. Absolutely it is. And so get in touch with Auckland Council. We've got some fabulous people on the end of the phone to talk to you through what options are available to you to help.
Okie dokie. Well, there's someone here who said they contacted the council and didn't hear back from them. What do you suggest for people in that position?
I'm happy to talk to anybody. Drop me an email, DesleySimpson@aucklandcouncil.gov.nz. I will always get back to you.
Very good.
There you go.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. We look forward to hearing from you about more of this in the future, and especially your ideas for initiatives to keep the independent music scene alive. I like the sound of those community notice boards, so I hope to hear more of that in the future, and lots of our listeners do as well.
I will put a request into the local board about that right now.
Oh, thank you so much, Desley. Have a great day. Have a wonderful morning.
Okay.
Ka kite.
Thank you.
Ka kite. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.